independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
In order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens, the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. So we're getting out, but we will start to negotiate and we will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine.
I just love that. That is, we're going to pull out of this thing because it's not good for the United States. And we're going to try to negotiate. If it's good, great. If not, I don't care. That's kind of what he should say there. That's the way I feel about it. Right now, I got other stuff going on. Jerry Brown, Moonbeam in California. Donald Trump has absolutely chosen the wrong course. He's wrong on the facts. America's economy is boosted by following the Paris Agreement. He's wrong on the science. Totally wrong. California will resist this misguided and insane course of action. Trump is AWOL, but California is on the field, ready for battle. Shit. You're going to get a lot of that across the country. A lot of your governors out there, they're going to be saying that. A lot of your Democratic politicians. Just be honest with me, man. That's all I'm asking. Just throw it out there. Hey, look, there's a lot of money to be made in this. So get involved while you can, right? Get in early, stay late, make a ton of money, right? Make a ton of money. You do. I live in Palm Springs, right? We have giant windmills everywhere out here. Massive windmills. Not the little Dutch windmills that people live inside. We have massive, huge windmills. You think they put them up because it's great for the environment? Nobody was going to make any money? Does anybody think that? Do you think that Elon Musk at Tesla is building an electric car that he has built over and over again from hybrids to now just nothing but these amazing? Do you think he does it so he doesn't make money? Right? Do you think that everything is about the kindness of the heart? Right? Is that what it is? Is it kindness of the heart? I'm curious. I'm very curious. Is it all kindness of the heart? Is that what this is? People are looking for ways to exploit energy the best way possible. And if they can make it clean and profitable, damn it. Absolutely. Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want that? And oil companies and coal companies and companies that are thriving now, they don't want any competition unless they got a piece of it. But if you think that people are doing stuff out of the kindness of their heart for the environment, you know what? That may be the person who's wearing patchouli, who hasn't showered in a week, who's living in a tree trying to protect it. That person may be doing it. But the businessman running around getting high fives from those kind of people, who also goes back to his 600-foot yacht, flies around in his private jet, making those cars better for the environment, he ain't doing it for free, kids. He ain't. Green energy is big business. Absolutely. 110%. It's the technology, business, energy of the future that we absolutely must be involved in. And when I hear that, oh, Americans are going to fall further behind when it comes to energy, when it comes to business, no, that's not true. It's not. Elon Musk isn't leaving tomorrow. It's like, I'm out of here. That's it. I hate America. No. None of it. And when I see big businesses begging people to stay in stuff, a lot of it's for... Let me tell you what a lot of it's for. Obviously, business. Duh. But it's also for the touchy-feely. Gather around, kids. Come on, baby birds. I'm going to spit some knowledge on. Is it better to be kind to the environment and look to be sweet and nice and caring? Or is it better to feel the wrath of 20-somethings who are pissed off and angry and blame you for all of their ills and want to destroy you? Put the perception out there that you really care. All the while, you get in your private jets, on your private boats, in your giant SUVs, living in your big-ass houses, and then you tell me how I should live my life. Do as I say, not as I do. Perception. Big business. Give me a model that shows everything, it works, and a model that has been tested 15,000 times, not changed once, and then retested. Show me that. That's what people keep asking. Well, this model over here, that model over there, why is it that every time somebody comes out and says, you know what, man, I was a part of this originally at first, but then I started looking at the models. The models didn't seem to work. They didn't seem to line up. Everything seems to be kind of, they were flubbing the numbers to make stuff work. And then when you raise questions about it, they go after you. We pulled out of this thing. Doesn't mean we hate the environment. Doesn't mean we want, to see polar bears eventually disappear. Right? Doesn't mean any of that stuff. What it means is Trump looked at it, put it America first. We need to be innovative. I want to be innovative, but I don't want to destroy us. There's ways to do that. This is the problem with the messaging that comes out of the White House. What I just said there was real. Come out and say that. You're going to get more respect, and you're also going to get a lot of other people going, well, maybe he's got some truth there. And some other people like, shh, don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him I don't care about the environment. I'm getting on my private jet and I am leaving.
The Paris Climate Accord is simply the latest example of Washington entering into an agreement that disadvantages the United States to the exclusive benefit of other countries.
And a lot of people seem to think it's fine because they don't understand business. They don't understand the political climate. They don't understand what's going on. And for all of those people out there who care deeply about all of the world and the rest of it and everything, and they see the animals, and I want to love animals, and I want to kiss animals, and they play on the emotion like they do with old Sarah McLachlan, that commercial there for the SPCA, right? Little dog shivering, tied up to a sprinkler that's been disconnected out there, hanging off a wall. It plays on emotion. Because when you have emotion, you'll say and do things you normally wouldn't do. You act in a way that you normally wouldn't act. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes we need to go for the heartfelt emotion. It's business. That's what it is. It's business. No more, no less. Don't overread into it. Don't look into any of it. And when we're held to a higher standard, and we have to pay more to be held to a higher standard, because even though we're not morally superior, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we're supposed to be morally superior, but we can't talk about it. That's frustrating as hell. We can do both. We can walk and chew gum. We can find better alternatives to fossil fuels in ways that make it beneficial for everybody else and to create a booming economy without ravaging this economy. We can? Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure.
As someone who cares deeply about the environment, which I do, I cannot in good conscience support a deal that punishes the United States, which is what it does.
Yeah. And I don't care what some Euros are sitting over there thinking, well, he's got out of this now and we will not let him back in. Shut up. You guys just got journeyed. You're the band Journey with the little Filipino singer they found on YouTube. Because Steve Perry, the United States, said, we don't want to be involved anymore. We have creative differences, and we're stepping away from the band. And you're like, fine. Well, good. Go ahead. Go do your thing. We don't need you. No, you don't. Go on. By the way, how many hits has Journey had since Steve Perry? If you answered zero, you'd be correct. Yeah. You're queen. And you got the guy from Boston. And you got Adam Lambert. Sure, whatever. It is what it is. You're not Freddie Mercury. Okay? Just remember that. You're singing Freddie's songs. But that's it. That's what just happened. You got queened. You got journeyed. We can all move on with our lives. Nobody's going to die. Tonight when you go outdoors and you're outside and your kid's kicking the soccer ball around at soccer practice, you're going to be like, uh-oh, kids, global warming. Watch out for it. It's flying around everywhere. My kid caught global warming. Yeah, had to get some antibiotics. No, yeah, it's crazy. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Extended coverage from CarShield, best thing I've done in forever and a day. I don't worry about my car anymore. I don't have a factory warranty, but you know what else I don't have? I don't have a payment. Some of you may have a payment still and a factory warranty, but maybe you want to get a little bit more. Extended coverage from CarShield will add that. It's amazing. I'm so stoked that I can drive anywhere with my car with the luxury of knowing that should something happen, CarShield has my back. 24/7 roadside assistance. Boom. A rental car? While my car's in the shop? Yeah. And I don't have to front the mechanic to fix whatever is ailing said vehicle. Right? No. I picked the mechanic. Yeah, you picked the mechanic. Wow, that's amazing. I know, right? $2 billion. That's what CarShield's administrators have paid out. Close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. This is what I want you to do. Call 800-CAR-6100. 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Benson or visit carshield.com. Use code Benson. You're going to save yourself 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
Let's talk really quickly about what's next for climate change. The climate's going to change. That's what's next for it. Thank you very much. We'll be here all week. Actually, till tomorrow. Tomorrow's Donut Friday, by the way. This is what I always ask somebody. If somebody came to you about climate change and said, we're going to take away the thing that you love the most or your career to fix the climate, and you'd be asked out, would you be okay with that? How many people are going to say yes? Oh, there are going to be the extremists out there who live and work in the climate world. And they're like, I would sacrifice anything, but how many would? Where climate change has missed the ball when it comes to making this a situation where you get everybody involved is they turned it into a feelings game. They turned it in. They demonized long ago when it was the environmental movement. They demonized anybody who they thought was bad, loggers, you know, oil industry, any of they demonized them all and treated them horribly. Rather than saying, look, green energy is going to be the wave of the future. Alternative fuels, change the words, alternative fuels and alternative energy will be the wave to the future. What you make now, you're going to make 10 times more of. What's next for them is they have to come up with a strategy that is better at bringing people together, giving them both what they want, make you feel better about the environment while probably really not fixing it, and giving these people an opportunity to make money. It's not that hard. What's next for climate change is if you want to get everybody involved, you're going to have to do the best you can to appeal to everybody. You won't get everybody. But you're going to get a hell of a lot more if you cast a wider net rather than fishing with one pole. That's what's next for climate change. Hillary's at it again with the Russians.
The Russians, in my opinion, and based on the intel and counterintel people I've talked to, could not have known how best to weaponize that information unless they had been guided.
So she's saying the Trump people really guided it. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care much for her, any of this crap, and I don't care at all for any of this Russia stuff. It is dull. It is boring. It is a drama where it should be a musical at this point in time. You're trying to tell me this is hard television when in the end you're giving me Cop Rock. Producer Phil, I know you love that reference right there.
I do.
Cop Rock was a Stephen Bochco, right? That was his baby.
That was him.
And if you don't know what that is, that was a TV show. Producer Anthony, do you remember Cop Rock?
It was Hill Street Blues mixed with Glee.
Yeah, it was Hill Street Blues mixed with Glee. So they would be in a courtroom, and it would be like a murder trial or a rape trial. And then in the middle of it, the guy would go, I can't believe you did what you did. You shouldn't have raped. And then next thing you know, the jury's like, you shouldn't have done. It shouldn't have done. Like, it was horrible. And then it would go back to, like, acting. It was horrible. That's why we thought musicals are stupid.
Everybody gets a share. Crime never sleeps, so stay.
Oh, God, it's horrible. Cop Rock was horrible. But that's what I think this is. They're trying to tell us this is, you know, we're watching Shakespearean actors here, when in truth, it's Cop Rock. It's a musical. It's stupid. There ain't no reason for this. I'm over it. I think most of you are over it. We'll cover it now and then, but I'll cover it mostly when there's a conclusion. Show up with something. Right? You're telling me there's Bigfoot out there? Go find Bigfoot. You're telling me you got a UFO? Bring me an alien. Right? You tell me there's a ghost? Show me the ghost. Show me the pictures. Show me the science. Enough. I'm over it. Find something else. You might opic SOBs out there with nothing in the beltway to do but to hammer this president. Man, he frustrates the hell out of me at times, but every day, just go to CNN every morning, CNN.com, put it on. There will be 15 stories, 14 of them are negative, and one's an op-ed that's middle of the road, and that's the best he's got coming from him. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423, Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Kids and kittens, hope you're doing well on this beautiful day. NBA championship kickoff tonight. I will be watching some of that. You know, I'm not a huge basketball. I just like sports, and you know, you know what it is. I'm a LeBron fan. A lot of people hate LeBron. You know, you either love him or you hate him. I like LeBron. You know, I followed Bron from when he was a kid till to the point where he is now. He's the king, and. Yesterday, at his home in L.A., which he was not at. I don't even know if he lives there. I think he just owns it. But the N-word was graffitied out in front. And, you know, LeBron, unlike Michael, you know, people always try to compare the two. Different players, different era. A lot of it's different, right? You know, I mean, I can look up and, you know, who would I rather? People say, who would you rather play for? I'd rather play for LeBron because he passes the ball. I know I'm going to get it. So it's like magic. I want to play with magic. Why? He's passing me the ball. I want to shoot. What's the use of being out there if I don't get the ball, right? There's only one ball, but this guy likes passing to everybody. But I like LeBron. I think LeBron's a freak, and I think he's great. And I would have started, if you can ask me, who's the one player you'd start a team with, LeBron James would always be my guy, right? But unlike Michael, he's been more vocal in the world. Muhammad Ali took on social issues by himself. And the world, especially the cracker world, hated Muhammad Ali. Hated him. African-Americans didn't have a voice. Black people didn't have a voice. You know what? Ali, he took it on. Michael knew he was a brand. And with a brand, what comes with a brand? You've got to walk a straight line. You can't piss anybody off. You can't. Michael would have probably ignored things had this happened. He's been a little bit more, but he's worth $1 billion. But Michael didn't really like to get into any kind of political stuff. Ali, man, Ali was hated. Right? Now, Anthony, you're a bit older than me. You went through the Ali years. He was hated like you couldn't believe by wipe, but beloved. By the time he died, the same people that hated him 30 years earlier loved him. He was a beloved individual. Yesterday, getting ready to preparing for another run at a legacy, because that's what LeBron's doing. He's running at legacies now, and he's chasing Michael, even though he's chasing his. But you're always this is the thing about athletes. You're always chasing something. He had to deal with this issue, and I thought he did a hell of a job.
But it just goes to show that that racism will always be a part of the world, a part of America. And, you know, hate, you know, in America, especially for African-American, is living every day. And even though that, you know, that it's concealed most of the time, even though people hide their faces and will say things about you, and when they see you, they smile on your face, it's alive every single day.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's very true. There is it. Is it better? Absolutely. This is the one thing we never do, is we never acknowledge that it has gotten better. But it has gotten better. And it needs to get better. And I think over time, like everything else, it will improve itself. But, look, you know, here's the guy who's got to come out, you know, and he's got to talk about this. He's got to address this. He had to talk to his family. I mean, LeBron, I mean, he's the biggest star. He's the second biggest star on earth, according to the new rankings of who's the most influential and most popular athletes on earth. Ronaldo, the soccer player, is number one. LeBron is number two. Messi's number three. All of them have had their issues. LeBron goes, he wasn't even at home, right? There's an N-word painted on his house in L.A. He's not even at home, right? But then it becomes an issue, and people want to talk about it and bring it up.
So it's like it doesn't, no matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, you know, being black in America is tough. And we got a long way to go, you know, for us as a society and for us as African Americans until we feel equal in America. And my family is safe, and, you know, that's what's important.
Yeah. But he's right, no matter how much money. In fact, dare I say, there are plenty of people out there who hate him even more because he's successful and he has money. It's jealousy, stupidity, ignorant minds. But it's sad in this day and age that we still deal with crap like this. It's sad in this day and age that we have insane lunatics on a train in Portland attacking people. It's sad, but it is getting better. And that's the thing we need to address, on top of addressing the fact that racism's there and that it's not alive. When it's alive, it's not alive and well. Racism is not. And there's always going to, and let's not confuse racism and bias. There's a difference, right? Some people don't even know that there's certain biases they've had. Again, short people, tall people, thin people, fat people, black people, white people. Hey, everybody's got their own thing that they like. But the fact that he has to, you know, deal with this, even as big as he is, and the fact that he's talking about it. Michael wouldn't have been talking about it. He'd been hyper-focused. But he's doing something that Michael didn't do, and he's still being a brand along the way.
I can't sit in front of my boys right now, and I won't be home until next week. This is kind of killing me inside right now. But, you know, having two sons that's very, they have great minds. They're very open to life and love life and things of that nature. So for me to be able just to try to give them the blueprint as much as I can on what life has to offer, you know, but at the end of the day, they're going to have to walk their own path. And hopefully I give them enough life skills throughout their journey where when they're ready to fly, they can fly on their own.
Yeah. And they're going to going to be blessed. Let's be real. They're blessed. I mean, these kids are never going to want for a thing. There's not a thing that these kids are ever going to want for. They've got everything in front of them. He said he couldn't really explain it to him. And he goes, then his daughter's too young to understand, which is good. People are stupid. People are idiotic. People are horrible. People are ignorant. And you usually find that people that are the most ignorant have the biggest fear because they don't understand something, so they're scared of it. That's a lot of what racism is, right? And a lot of stuff, a lot of the isms. You don't understand something, and because you don't understand it, what's the easiest thing to do is to lash out at it. Well, I don't get you. You worship on Sunday? Yep. I hate you. Why is that? I don't know. You got to take time to learn. That's what life is about. Will you take time to learn certain things? A lot of people don't. They don't want to take time to learn. They don't want to take time to understand. And they don't want to take time to open up their minds and go, yeah, there is still racism. But on the same, you know, on the flip side of that same coin, we also have to acknowledge we have come a long way in this country. Racism, biases, there's always going to be some. Doesn't matter where you are. There is no utopia. There is no utopia. But where we have come from in the period of time that we have come from it is tremendous. And I think we're only going to get better. Now, we switch from there to a tragic story that happened last night at the Mets game.
It's the flip that's flying around social media. Mr. Met has only three fingers and a thumb, but one finger was enough as the costume character headed off the field with an obscene exit. The team quickly apologized, saying the Mets don't condone this type of behavior and are dealing with this matter internally. Outside Citi Field, a dad and his two sons laughed.
He knows better, and we don't want the kids to see that. We keep their eyes closed.
And while the world wonders what provoked this moment of mascot madness, even that dad thinks the big-headed favorite must be having headaches over a rough start to the year.
If the team can turn it around on the field, maybe Mr. Met can turn it around in the stands for the kids.
Ethan Harp, NBC News Radio, New York.
Oh. Now, we had a very long discussion about the Met, Mr. Met, the ginormous-headed Met. What it is, if you've never seen Mr. Met, it is a baseball head that is the mascot, you know, and then a body. And the head's huge, massive head, right? And he only had, like, he's got three digits and then a thumb. He's got four digits there. And he, you know, we were having the discussion. Can you actually flip somebody off if you don't have a middle finger? So can you flip somebody off? I don't know. Mr. Met has been relieved of said duties. They don't know who Mr. Met is. I'm sure we'll find out at some point in time. But it is interesting, right? This is why you can't ever do, you can never get away. You can't hide anything. You go to a baseball game and you think you're doing something. The minute something starts, know that 500 people around you have camera phones on you. Even if you're Mr. Met, you're walking out. People are filing out. People are going to be filming. It's a lesson in life now, kids. If you're going to be a mascot, you cannot do those kind of things. Mr. Met has been relieved of their duties. No word, though, if the person was fired or just, as they would say, we've reorganized the organization and the position, and that person is no longer going to be Mr. Met. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
So Walmart's got a new way to deliver. Anthony saw this. I didn't believe it to be true. I should never doubt Anthony and his wise wisdom. Well beyond his years, 32. So if you work at Walmart and you're going this way, home from your job, is there any way you could swing by and drop this off to this couple who just bought this? Yes, yes, that's it. The retailer is testing out the concept of having employees deliver packages to customers' home when they're on their way home themselves. Yeah. Here's my thing. I'm going to throw this out there, Walmart. You got a ton of money. You're everywhere, right? Am I correct? You're pretty much everywhere in the country, in the world. There's a Walmart near you. Why not just have people deliver in a big truck to a lot of people? Why not just have that? Problem solved. You don't have to have that person. First of all, do you really want a Walmart employee cruising your house? Right? Do you really? Is like that your thing? You're creepy. I saw you. No. It's okay. I just throw it away. I'm not. I don't need it. Throw it away. Whatever I bought. I just find this to be so weird that the thought process of this makes me scratch my head. But this is what Amazon does. Amazon's worth double what Walmart is. Think about that. Amazon is I think they're at it. They were over 1,000. They've been hovering around there. Bezos is going to be the richest person in the world. It's happening, people. Amazon is changing the way we've consumed. They expect by 2000, I think it was 25% of the malls in the Americas, America, we're going to be gone. That's the Amazon effect. Walmart's now feeling the Amazon effect. So why not just have hire people, right? Just say, look, we're going to have two or three trucks. And the bigger stuff you order, we can have it delivered to you that day. Because people can get groceries now, but I think a lot of people are fine going to the store and getting groceries and going and getting their toiletries and their house, you know, wares. But I think for some of this other stuff, no. You know, you're going to want to have it delivered. Why not? I don't know, but I don't want a Walmart person cruising my house. That's just me. Maybe I'm rude. Dani Mathers, you remember her? She was the Playboy playmate that snapped the picture of the 7-year-old woman in the locker room at LA Fitness in Los Angeles, posted it to Snapchat saying, if I can't unsee this, neither can you. She was then charged and ended up, she's going to have to, her choice was 30 days of picking crap up and getting rid of graffiti or 45 days in jail. She got 3 months probation, and she had this to say, finally speaking.
To hide out at my mother's house at age 30 because of something I've done, it just felt really low. I just want her to be able to move on and move forward in her life and not feel judged or that what she was doing was being ridiculed because it had nothing to do with that, and that I'm so sorry. I didn't have an intention of breaking a law. I just wasn't thinking. I had lost my privacy after taking privacy from somebody else.
Now, in fairness to a younger generation, I don't think they understand the word privacy because they live their life so in the open. This woman lives her life completely in the open because you can see her covfefe everywhere, right? We've all seen her covfefe, and if not, I encourage you. Chad, you're the worst. I'm just throwing it out there that a younger generation, and even for that matter, 50 and under, we've given up a huge, huge part of our life to social media. So haven't in some ways we done that? Now, what she did was wrong. Don't get me wrong. But I think sometimes there's a disconnect because this is not the first story we've heard, whether it's kids or whether it's snapping pictures, because they don't understand the damage it's doing. Because they themselves would probably go, eh. Because they live in a world of no privacy, and they're fine with that. That's one of the reasons that I think that we don't get so freaked out about the fact that the NSA is spying on us, and they've been collecting data for years, because these kids, especially a younger generation, they don't care. They felt, we've already given everything up anyways. What do we care? I got nothing to hide. When you talk to people, I got nothing to hide. I've always expected them to do it. It's not right. You're violating my rights. Right? My Fourth Amendment rights. You're doing that there. But for a younger generation, they have no privacy and they're okay with that. And I think for even somebody like her, who is so out there in the world. She didn't have a thought process. This isn't me. This is somebody else. Well, I feel comfortable. This is just a joke. Go look at her covfefe. That's all I got to say. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program always, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Check out ChadBensonShow.com. Website's up. It looks delicious, as always. Anthony does a kick-ass job on that. You can also grab your podcasts, which are absolutely free. All you have to do is whisper the word, covfefe. Get as many as you want free. So go there, check it out, ChadBensonShow.com. Check out, we got a couple polls up about climate change. Oh, yeah, indeed, climate change. Right there on the old Twitter, because our life is out in the open. At Chad Benson Show. The Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.